Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of badassery. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super real, something that trips us all up at some point. Embracing imperfection and letting go of guilt. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this imaginary, perfect version of yourself? You know, the one who never messes up, always nails it, and floats through life with grace and ease? Yeah, me too. But let's be honest, that's just a recipe for burnout and serious self-criticism. We are human, after all, and humans are wonderfully messy, complex creatures. It's in those imperfections that we find our true strength, our resilience, and ultimately, our beauty. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, easy for you to say. You seem pretty darn perfect. Honey, please. Behind the mic, there are days when my coffee spills on my favorite shirt, I miss a deadline, or I just feel like curling up and watching reruns of Friends all day long. Trust me, I'm not immune to the human experience, and neither are you. So, how do we actually let go of that guilt? How do we stop beating ourselves up for every little stumble? Here are some game-changing strategies. First, shift your perspective. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable learning experiences. What can you learn from this slip-up? How can you use it to grow and become even stronger? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. It's how we respond that matters. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend who was going through a rough patch. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Are they really true? Would you say these things to someone you love? Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you're not perfect. Third, set realistic expectations. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and be patient with yourself. You're not in a race against anyone but yourself. Fourth, learn to say no. Overcommitting can lead to stress, guilt, and feelings of inadequacy. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and politely decline requests that don't align with your values or goals. Remember, you have the right to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Find those who lift you up, encourage you, and celebrate your wins, big and small. Avoid negative energy vampires who bring you down. Your tribe matters. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down for ages? That sense of lightness, freedom, and peace? That's what happens when we embrace our imperfections and release the guilt. Let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah was always striving to be the perfect mom, always putting everyone else's needs before her own. She felt guilty for taking time for herself, for having off days, for not being able to do it all flawlessly. One day, she realized she was exhausted, resentful, and not truly enjoying motherhood. So, she took a deep breath, decided to prioritize her own well-being, and started setting boundaries. She allowed herself to say no more often, made time for activities that brought her joy, and stopped comparing herself to other mothers. Guess what? Her family thrived. She became a happier, more present mom, and her kids were better off because of it. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that letting go of perfection allows us to show up as our authentic selves, flaws and all, and live a more fulfilling life. So, remember, you are perfectly imperfect, and that's absolutely okay. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and never apologize for being uniquely you. What's one thing you're going to do today to practice self-compassion and let go of a little guilt? Share it with me on social media, I want to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on another dose of badassery. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.